32 Little Stories. This was before Confederation, so I don't know why we were being taught French at the school. We had a textbook called 32 Little Stories. There was only enough to go around the class, so the teacher would borrow mine during the lesson, and I moved back a seat to share with the person sitting behind me. Kitch Williams would pronounce a word or sentence from the book, and we were supposed to repeat it back to him, but I didn't bother opening my mouth half the time. It was all gibberish to me. Kitch decided he'd had enough of that one afternoon and got me up in front of the class alone. I guess I sounded a bit like a wounded animal trying to heave it out of me. It's a goddamn silly language anyway, if you want my opinion. And the whole school had a good laugh about it. Father had an old shotgun I used to take out hunting partridge on the weekends with Jed Slade and Patty Fitzgerald. A double-barreled thing that hardly left enough meat on a bird to make a meal of it. The three of us went out over the barrens that Saturday, and I took 32 Little Stories along with me. Opened it to the correct page, stood it up on an old tree stump, stepped back 3 paces, and shot the fucking thing. Had to walk 12 feet past the tree stump to find it. Next French lesson, I moved back to sit at the desk behind me, and Kitch Williams picked up my copy to start. The look on his face when he opened it. The book ripped by the lead shot, the paper melded together so you couldn't turn a page. The muscle in his cheek twitching, his eyeglasses shifting on his nose. "My son," he said, putting the book on the desk in front of me, "if you're not going to take care of this text, it would be just as well to put it in the stove." Mother always said it was a wonder I never got myself shot when I was a youngster. I picked the book up, walked to the pot-bellied stove at the back of the class, and dropped it in. The crackle of 32 Little Stories echoing around the room as I went back to my seat through the row of desks, the floorboards creaking under my feet. Quiet. My Jesus, it was quiet. No one in that class had a word in their heads to speak, not of English, and not of French besides.